Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Blog Talk family. This is Sue Barrington, and I'm here with Greg Peterson, my co-host. Very grateful to have him along. This is my first time actually hosting Blog Talk in a long, long time when I used to do on Wednesdays. So before I begin, and I would like, Greg's going to share a little bit also after I go through what today's about, a little bit about the Iowa State Fair that he's been doing. I think it was like a 10 or 11-day thing. Is that right, Greg? It was pretty long.
It was 11 days, and I lost my voice the last couple of days, but I kept beamering and pushed it through. We did great.
Wow. Yeah, it looked good. I saw a lot of your posts, and that was great exposure for Beamer, too, and we're excited. It looks like you went through thousands of people, so I'm excited to hear about that, and I'm glad you guys had a Beamer for recovery because I know what it's like to do those long fairs. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because my puppy is trying to get back in the house right now. But anyway, so today is Testimonial Tuesday, and you call in with your amazing compliant testimony about this amazing technology. And the phone number to call, I mean, if you're on it, you already have it, but it's 515-605-9877, and press 1 to get in the queue. And before I read what it means to be have a compliant testimony, if you guys could start pressing 1, I would really appreciate it because then you won't have to hear Greg and I just fill in the space with all of our amazing conversations. But compliant means no mention of disease names that are common in the medical field. And really nobody, unless you have a specific disease, fibromyalgia, whatever, you don't really know much about it. So you can get better to the point anyway explaining your symptoms. No mention of drug names. You can't say, hey, I got off of blood thinners, you know, or anything like that. No use of the word pain. There's lots of ways to describe that. Chronic discomfort, massive chronic discomfort, hurting forever. It's very clever. I mean, you just feel your emotion and you'll figure out the word to say. And then also you cannot mention the word treatment. Beamer doesn't cure, treat, or any disease. It's not specific. It literally is improving microcirculation, which pretty much lets your body do what it's designed to do. We're perfectly made. And do not give protocols. You know, don't, if there's something that's working for you, you can't. It's, everyone's different. Everybody's different. I was more sensitive. I went very slow. Someone else might blast through everything and do just fine. So no protocols in Beamer other than the Beamer basic plan. And yes, we definitely want to mention that at any time because we want to make sure people are staying on that because that is tried and true. Keep it simple and brief. You know, mentioning your symptoms that you're experiencing, how, you know, if they're gone or if that you still have them, you know, general health, wellness, whatever, performance recovery, those are all things that you can talk about. So just keep it very pretty much generic. But before, since I don't think we have a brave soul yet, so hopefully that'll prompt you, Greg, why don't you tell us about your experience and also your recovery and everything that you noticed using your Beamer while you were doing all of that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you what, Sue, it was absolutely amazing. This is our third year doing the Iowa State Fair, and the building that we're in is called the Varied Industries Building, and normally it takes 10 years to even get a spot inside the building because the history of the Iowa State Fair this building used to be the very first building that was air conditioned. And you can imagine on a hot, humid day, people would clamor to get inside some air conditioning to recover a little bit as they're walking around the fair all day. So it was a highly sought after spot. But thanks to my best friend, Roger Fouch, and who's a group leader with me, his previous business of owning a heating and air conditioning company, he had had a previous spot in there along with an amazing setup that is used as kind of like a scaffolding type setup to set up displays. So this was a huge production. And if somebody were to start from scratch and buy all this setup, all the beamers, pay for the spot to be at the state fair, it would cost close to $100,000. But because we had a lot of things already in place, he was already well known with this beautiful setup, and then we were able to alter it to meet the Beamer needs. We had our foot in the door. So we had 11 days, and with those 11 days, the fair saw through their gates over 1 million people. And through our building and in our Beamers, we had an amazing software program set up to where we were able to digitally or electronically sign people in on a disclaimer form and then monitor which individual signed them in. So we kept full track of all the initial individuals that signed in. And we saw over 1,500 people, first-time Beamers, in that 11 days. But that's not all. We had multiple people come back multiple times. So overall, we had 18 Beamers in our booth. We had our horse unit. We also then saw a total of just over 3,000 sessions through the 11 days. And so, needless to say, my best friend failed to tell me at the very beginning that you should not be drinking dairy products because that will cause inflammation around your vocal cords. And sure enough, about 3 days left of the fair, I started to lose my voice and the whole bit. So I was like Squeaky the Mouse trying to give Beamer was, but I tell you what, it was the most amazing experience. We had four TVs, and so with the TVs, we had the green video playing different versions of it. So that way, when we were describing to people what Beamer was, we could direct their attention to the screen. And so it gave them a much better visual and understanding of what they were about to experience, and then also educating them to what Beamer truly was, that it works on blood flow. It's not a magic pill. It's the magic of our bodies that actually does the work. And so when you can educate a person properly to what Beamer is, they're not going to have any false expectations, and you will be able to have a much better educated conversation with them, and they're more likely to ask for further information to answer their questions. So I was beaming all day long, because when you're sitting down next to people, you're next to all these Beamers that are going all day long, you are literally getting beamed all day long. And we would go through about three times more water per person just to maintain our voices, because we were constantly getting zapped. And then for my throat, I used the B-pad around my throat, and that actually helped out quite a bit. So do you have any questions, Sue? I mean, there's so much occurred. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so I was taking notes real quick because I know you did a fabulous job because I was following you on Facebook. So what videos were you playing on the TV screens?
Okay, so the TV screens, the one that I found the most useful was the green video that has that split up into four sections, a before, beginning, during, and after. It jumps between two screens. It will show the arterioli and the capillary bed, and then it will go to the next screen, which is the venule, showing then the white blood cells then rolling up the walls. That one I found actually was the most impactful. Now, we also, on another one of our TVs, had the blocked video, the green video that shows the blocked vessel. And so that one is a little bit longer. So that one, then you could redirect somebody to, and you would kind of plan your script to the individual so that you could draw their attention then and say, look, you have millions of these, and you would direct them to the screen, and it would show the blocked vessel, and mention to them, you have millions of these in your body, and if we were to jump this up all the way to the top setting, we're going to release millions of those in your body, and that's like flushing millions of toilets at one time. What do you think you're going to do to your sewer system in your body? And so it really allowed people to have a much better understanding of how our body works and how the Beamer works and why we start low and slow. And once again, it comes down to education. And it's so easy for us who are educated, and we already know the answer. However, you've got to remember, this is the first exposure for all these individuals, and you want to be able to start from scratch at a sixth grade level and just be able to explain things very simply to them. And then those who want to ask more questions will. And then you'll be able to find out what level of education they have. And this is where we have two ears and one mouth. So you want to be able to listen twice as much as we talk. And that means asking the individuals questions and be able to find out what drew them in. What was the reason they actually stopped and looked and drew them into the booth? And then you can really start redirecting the information or think about what things you could send them to help answer their questions and feed that need that they have.
Well, Greg, great. That's so great. I was taking some notes there. I love that you speak to their level. And I just had a distributor say, what's three, you know, give me three sentences that I can easily intrigue someone. So, of course, I went to the back office and clicked on what is Beamer, because that's what she was basically saying. And I copied and pasted that, and she texted me back, wow, those are some really big words. I get them. I understand because I have a background. But a lot of people, my horse people specifically, are going to be like, what is that? I don't want to bother with that. I don't want to even think about what that is. So she needs to get their attention quickly because they're busy. And so the toilet analogy is kind of clever. I usually love it when you do about each one of your cells are mini-me's and they all need to eat, breathe, and poop. And if they don't poop, that's how you feel. But I like the flushing of the sewer and all that kind of stuff. Greg, it's funny because you have a medical background, but you know how to break it down. So that's good. Glad I had good visuals on that.
Down to simplicity.
It does. And I love that you say that because then you kind of figure out where they're at, because there are going to be people more scientific or engineers or people that want like more complicated thing. And that's when you go copy and paste and like have more specific things. Or if you have that background like you do. And then the other thing is, I love that you asked what drew me to the booth, because it's exactly right. I mean, what did draw them? You're at the state fair, so it's not like they're necessarily there for health and wellness. But, you know, to ask them any booth, even a health fair, like what drew you? Why did you, you know, obviously those people are more oriented in trying to find holistic or healthy type things. But a state fair, you know, that's a fantastic. I wrote that down. I'm going to be remembering that because I thought that was excellent.
Yeah, it really is important. And thank you for acknowledging that. And one thing, too, is we are on the cusp of recognizing the value of their health. And the reason why I say that is the last 2 years that we did the state fair, the Iowa State Fair has a group that they rent out these little electric scooters for like $60 a day. And so your elderly, your obese, individuals that have handicaps, they'll rent these scooters out. And it's wonderful for them because they're able to scoot around all day long. And, I mean, there's so many of them, it almost looks like bumper cars in some areas because they're all zipping around. But the thing is, the last couple of years that we did the fair, it's almost when they would see our booth, it's like they would accelerate and they would go by. They wouldn't stop and look. This year was the first year we had people literally stopping, pulling in, and actually wanting to try it. And that's showing me that society as a whole is recognizing the importance of health, and they are looking for alternative methods. So it is so important for all of us to take our time, go through our back office, go through our e-learning, start to educate ourselves on all the new wonderful tools that Brad Horn and the team have put together in our distributor library, and start working with your own team, practice, and kind of think of different scenarios and work with them and develop, because Beamer is on the cusp of just absolutely exploding. And that's why we are here volunteering our times for Blog Talk Radio, because we know how valuable this information is to everybody.
Yeah, Greg, that's excellent information. And I agree with the fact that it is on. I do think our current situation or in the last 2 years has definitely made people very aware of their immune system and how their body's doing, and prevention and helping to help, you know, situations along, and just stay as healthy as you can. And I've noticed that also, that people, even honestly, I've even noticed people, you know, for different reasons seeking, I want to be my own boss. I don't know, you know, people got furloughed, people got laid off, whatever. And people are, you know, I need to want to have more control. So even spreading the word of Beamer, you know, health and wellness, I see more people really interested in doing that, even if it's something they are putting in their back pocket. Because with our company, the other amazing thing, not only do we have an amazing, outstanding device, but people can do whatever they want. I'm getting hit by my puppy. He's rolling around. People can do whatever they want with Beamer. And I tell my distributors, I will stand still, walk, or run with you, depending on what level you're at. And sometimes you might be at one, sometimes another. I had someone that hadn't really focused on Beamer for 2 years. She bought one. They bought one for her husband, so they both could have them all the time because they travel different ways. And she's now saying, hey, I'm ready. It's my time. And it's 2 years later. And so that's the cool thing about our company. As long as you pay your back office, if you, you know, haven't sold the amount you have to sell in a year to not do that, you literally can just come in and out as you want. And I cannot believe it. This is the Greg and Sue show. We have 42 callers on, and no one has hit one yet in the queue. I do know that Beamer makes you more confident and focused and mental clarity. So I know that, oh, actually, now we have some people, I think. Greg, do you see that? Do you want to
see that? You want me to go ahead and monitor the board
yeah.
here and
bring
on
board? You type. So I'm going to try this myself, but 918-440, you're on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Fran from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Hi, Fran.
Fran, thanks for calling in.
So I called in about, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, prior to having to have some surgery done. And after the procedure, then I, you know, you expect to have a lot of discomfort and a lot of issues with swelling and that kind of stuff. So, but I am 3 weeks post today. I have good movement. I have minimal discomfort. It hurts. It aches, you know, but it's getting better. And on my follow-up, they were impressed that my bruising was not very bad. So I carry
wow,
that over to the Beamer and being able to be up and active. And, you know, they're going, why are you – well, you know, the Beamer keeps my discomfort low, and it's still – I'm still having difficulty being able to lay down flat to sleep, but – It's getting better. So
that's
follow-up
and that's amazing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's amazing. And have they done an x-ray yet at all? Because I've heard and, you know, of people I've done sessions with.
Well, the bone was not involved. This is tendon repair.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But, you know, just being able to be the fact that I can walk, I have done a little bit of running after cows and stuff as we move stuff around, but it doesn't hurt to be jarred. It doesn't bother me that much. I just can't move the arm yet. So it's getting better, ahead of what I see, and I'm a physical therapist. I see these injuries in recovery, and this arm is so much better. And the Beamer, definitely the first 3 days was the best thing, at least three times a day, and, you know, it calmed down pretty rapidly.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah, the background that you have, Fran, that you're able to definitely recognize circulation is capable of doing, and being mm-hmm. able to use the Beamer, it's almost like you're restoring your blood flow back to when you were 20 years old again. I mean, when you're getting the oscillation or the stimulations from a slower point back up to 30 to 50 times every 10 minutes, that is huge. And in the process, our bodies are so capable of doing so many wonderful, wonderful things. And especially on tendon or ligament recovery, that is really huge, because that's almost worse than having a fracture. And so it's like you're doing awesome.
True.
I just wanted to check back in, and it has been wonderful. So I tried to tell the physician assistant about it, and she just didn't seem super interested, but she was on a timeline too. So.
Yeah.
You're
just
a miracle.
You got to hit them at the right time.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
No, I was going to say just something like that. Send them the 8-minute video. Just say, hey, when you have a chance, can I share this video with you? This is what I'm using. And so when you have time, take a look at it. If you're interested, get back to me.
Okay. I will do
that. Or if they have less time, just share the green blood flow video and say, this is why I'm healing so fast. But also, if you have time and you feel like it, call back in another 3 weeks or whenever, like just as you go through your progression, that would be fun to hear your progress.
Okay.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you
for taking
the call.
Okay,
awesome.
Area code. I know. I'm sorry. We should chat first. Sorry. I'm trying to do this right. that was incredible.
No.
And, you know, Greg, I find that physical therapists, at least on my team, physical therapists and massage therapists are the ones that, believe in the product at first. I don't know. I think they just really understand blood flow, like for the recovery that they're helping people with, and then massage therapists obviously understand blood flow. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of those on my team, and they were not difficult to convince. Have you found that also?
Combination, actually. I've got one PT that I've been working with, but for him, it's the business aspect. How can he incorporate it into his business? And so it's where I need to hook him up with a couple other PTs I know that are using it, and so that they can talk one-on-one and be able to incorporate it. Once again, it's being able to answer their questions, not you coming in and saying, okay, I'm going to restructure your business, here you go. How can you incorporate this into their business plan? And that's where you'll get a lot greater respect from them, and a more of an open ear.
Yeah, and maybe Fran, if she's still listening, will be your PT that you can reach out to. Or I have some that you could probably talk to too. But so area code 713-569, you're on live on Blog Talk.
Hi. This is
Hello.
Heather Houston.
Hey, I knew I recognized your voice.
Yeah, Yeah, so I have an inquiry. I have a customer who got the Beamer Go in December, and then he got the B-Body. And as he tries, I just want some feedback is what I'm looking for. As he tries to use the sleep program, and he's very consistent about using the Beamer twice a day, he tells me that he feels tired the next day. Other ways, so he's not using it. And I've suggested make sure you're hydrated. I mean, you know, things. And so I'm curious what you may have, anybody here may have experienced
yes.
themselves.
I can actually 100% speak to that. It took me a full year before I could use a sleep program every night. And I would also feel tired or just kind of not right or just really not very good right when I woke up, and then I'd drink water and go to the bathroom and I'd feel better pretty quickly. But here's what I did. I found out that I needed to do intensity 1 through 4 instead of 3 through 6. And I can use the sleep program every single night. So that it could be he may want to try doing a little different on the basic plan rather than take that out of the equation or even like not do it twice a day. I highly recommend keep doing it because it's different than the sleep program. You know, during the day,
right.
you're on whatever intensity with 10 and 30 hertz, and the sleep program's intensity 2 without the plus at 10 hertz. And what I understand is that 10 hertz affects the larger arterioles and venules, which are more prominent during rest and relaxation. So you really want to be able to incorporate 2 if you have that capability with the B-Body. So I just feel like have them try that. Like literally there are elite marathon, ultra marathon runners that David Olson introduced to Beamer that I remember hearing them say that, and they're young, they do 1 through 4. And so it's really doesn't mean anything. Just maybe suggest that, trying that.
Okay. Well, and my other thought was perhaps he just hasn't been using the regular basic plan long enough. Me personally, I think I procrastinated for 2 years before I finally started using the sleep program all the time. So, you know, certainly my body was acclimated to the Beamer in that 2 year period.
How long did you say that he's been using? I missed that part again.
He bought
the basic
the Beamer,
plan.
He bought the Go in December. And then whenever, I don't remember what month it was that we got the B-Body, but he bought it right away. And then I had him start again, going back to, you know, the basic plan on level 1 once he had the B-Body. So really, you know, it's not been a long time. Less than half a year.
Well, and I want Greg to chime in here too, but I do want to say I have found, and maybe Greg has or you have, that I had more people sensitive on the Go with a B pad up and down their spine on low than I ever did in the 5 years with the body. In 5 months, I had more people that I had to go slower with or do between their legs instead. But most people, I would think, because it's the basic plan, are able to do it for 6 weeks on the basic plan and then incorporate one sleep cycle a week, you know, each week is tolerated. I think it's more rare that they can't. So I think, I don't know. What do you think, Greg? What's your suggestion?
Well, once again, low and slow, finding out how he's doing with the basic plan is if he's going up to intensity 6, if he's able to sleep fine using intensity 6 at night with no plus mode, I wouldn't think that that would be an issue. But this is something where
he says otherwise his sleep is just fine, you know, and he likes the way he wakes up. He feels very alert, you know, lots of good energy. So basic plans aren't giving him any issue.
So I would just go with once a week and just kind of get his body used to it. Maybe it's just taking time for his body to kind of recognize that and go with that. That's what I would do. But then also we have got our wonderful, wonderful ability of calling Dr. Burka's office and they may have suggestions and going with that they're the go-to. They're the ones that they've been compiling a lot of data Nikki, Dr. Burke, Gordon, they've all been gathering all this data from all our phone calls to find out what's working, what isn't, and being able to adjust accordingly. So we all have that as our resource as well.
Yes, I'm intending to send them an email. I just thought I would inquire with you all what you may have run into.
So
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandra.
Let's try to stick to our testimonials. What we really want to be able to do, because the question Sandra shared with us was wonderful, but remember, this is Testimonial Tuesday, so we want to hear your personal testimonial of what you were doing prior to Beamer, how Beamer has been working with you, and the whole bit. And so I see that we do have 530. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Bridget from California. The reason I'm calling in today is to address an aspect of the Green Blood Flow video, and perhaps you can help. Last year at the virtual convention, Dr. Burka did a presentation, his medical presentation, and he brought forth the Green Blood Flow video in that presentation. But instead of just showing good blood flow, bad blood flow, no explanation, he gave it an extra minute of explanation. And I have tried since the convention last year through various means, asked Dave Olson, requesting, talking to John Villasenor, emailing John Villasenor, suggesting it and sending that to the Veronises, and also sending it to, John, I think he's new distributors, head of distributor support or something, because I didn't hear back from John Villasenor. And John, distributor support, didn't even know what the Green Blood Flow video was. I have finally stopped, but the suggestion I made was to take what Dr. Burka, because the filming is done, to take what Dr. Burka presented last year and make that the blood flow video. It adds one more minute. So instead of 2 minutes, it's 3 minutes, and gives it explanation so that someone who is looking at that Green Blood Flow video, they actually know what they're looking at. And, of course, there's the added benefit of showing a time lapse, like blood flow video over time. So
Bridget, I think it's great. I think it's great that you brought that to our attention. Remember, today is Testimonial Tuesday, though, and we only have so many minutes, and we really want to get some personal testimonials today. So that would be a different forum, which would be Wednesdays, to be able to call in on, because the time is ticking here. So we really want to be able to...
Time is ticking, but I have tried on Wednesdays at work either. So just maybe since you have recently used different blood flow videos, as you said on this call, maybe then you can call them and maybe we can get somewhere to help the field. Thank you.
Right. You bet. You bet. And this is something we can follow up through our chain of command to be able to do that. So thanks so much for sharing that, Bridget. Okay, so next up, I see that we have 904-504-599. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, hello. This is Casey from Jacksonville, and I have shared before my testimonial, but there have been a few changes. I shared before that in 2019 I started using the Beamer for some lung issues, and since then I've had great progress where I used to get 3 to 4 respiratory infections a year, and I've had zero since 2019, which is really cool. But the new stuff that has happened is that I started training for a marathon. I'm in week 10 of 20, so I'm really getting great results from the performance recovery aspect of Beamer, and it's just very exciting to be able to use in the running capacity.
That is awesome. Casey, what did you first notice after using the Beamer for your training? If you could break it down, did you feel like you just had more energy during your runs, more energy, more power, you were resting better?
Yeah, obviously I use the sleep program, which has been very beneficial, because we all know that sleep and nutrition all adds a lot to, you know, the running. And even though I won't be ever be super fast, the fact that I can do an endurance run has been phenomenal. And I've experimented with some of the intensity levels because I've been on the Beamer since 2019 and know my body. And literally the energy level that I have now when I go on run, whether it's doing speed work or the endurance run of 13 to 15 miles, is so much easier. But then the recovery of it has been incredible too. So I'm able to feel much better a lot quicker.
That's awesome. Do you also find that you're drinking more water and your uptake of nutrition is best?
Yes. I drink. I have a half a gallon jug that I keep with me all the time, constantly refilling. I mean, I try to drink half my weight in water. Of course, I add a little few electrolytes when it's really hot, and in Florida, it's very humid. But what's interesting is that last year when I was running, I could not breathe as well in the humidity, and I've had no issues this summer.
Wow. You know, that
so
that really
shows been a great training experience.
Yeah. No, and it's great that you can share that, and definitely take notes, because there's things that start to become the new normal for us after we've used the Beamer for a few years, and we forget about these basic little things that meant so much and made such a difference in what we did. So, Casey, thanks so much for sharing that with us, because it reminds me also of how important it is to continue using the Beamer as I continue my get back into my training now that I'm back in town and can get back to the grind here. So thanks so much for sharing.
You know, yeah, it's really cool too that I'm running faster at 65 than I did at 55.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Beamer on.
There you go, girl. Keep up the great work. We'll look forward to hearing how you do also on your race. You got 10 weeks to go,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Got 10 weeks to go. Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. Definitely keep us informed, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty, Casey. Take care, girl.
Okay. It looks like
all
we
right.
have another caller on the line. That was fantastic. And I do think a lot of people feel the similar testimony that she has as we get older and just improving, performing like we used to, which is pretty awesome. But 704-724, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Eric from Monroe, North Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Eric.
Okay,
well,
good. Anyway, a friend of mine, he said, try the Beamer, and he said, it's $6,000, and I said to myself, boy, I'll, like heck, I'm going to buy that. But after about 12 times on the Beamer, I had great discomfort in my left knee, and I would walk down the stairs one leg at a time. Well, one morning, I was renting a two-story house, and I flew down the stairs, and I got to the bottom, and I go, whoa, what did I just do? I have no discomfort whatsoever. And I ran back up the stairs, turned around, and went back down again. And I go, that's great. After many, many years of chronic discomfort, I had no more. And I thought, this is amazing. So I consider my Beamer the best investment I've ever made. And,
yeah, Eric. How long did you
yes.
say, because sometimes that happens where, like, I went on a run one day just not even thinking about it, and I hadn't ran for, like, 9 years, and I was able to run. But how long, this was a freak accident, like, wow, I just went up and down the stairs. How long had you been using the Beamer where you noticed
I think about 12 to 20 times.
Wow.
I used it at my friend's house, and I used it at outside. I went to, you know, there were some other places that I sought out the Beamer, and I used it there. And it was just amazing for me. I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, you see these guys in stairwells on stairs, you know, and they go down one leg at a time. And that was me for many, many years. And all of a sudden it was gone. I just walked right on down like nothing. Like I'm 67. And I was 30 years old again. And I go, man, that's amazing.
Oh, that's
so
awesome. What do you think, Greg?
You know, these are the stories I love to hear because we saw there was one particular oh, wow moment at the state fair that we had. And after we get done talking with Eric, I'll share a little bit about it without doing a third-party testimonial. But, Eric, thank you so much for sharing that because the timeline, of how long it will take for someone to actually maybe recognize something. Some people are more intuitive and they'll be like, wow, I just noticed that the colors are more vivid in my vision. I'm able to hear more clearly. Things seem more accented around me. I sleep better. I've got more energy. Those are initial things that a lot of people might or might not recognize. And some may go 12 sessions. They may go 6 months. We had a gal that went 4 years before technically really feeling. And then all of a sudden, the breakthroughs start happening. So where do you want that pendulum to be? Do you want it swung over to the side where your blood flow is diminished and those cells are starving for oxygen and nutrition? Or do you want it swung over to the side where, boy, you'd almost that they're at a smorgasbord and they're enjoying and they've got all the oxygen they need and they're going to be able to function and eventually you're going to be able to see the benefits of that. So the choice is ours. And we just have to put it in God's hands and watch the magic happen.
That's right. Okay. Thank you again, Eric. And we don't have any more callers on, so, Greg, thank you. Do you want to go ahead and tell your story that's compliant and not third party?
There you go. So when we were at the state fair, we saw multiple individuals with lower back discomfort. That was that. And then also, naturally, their feet and their legs were bothering them from walking around all day at the fair, and we just saw tremendous results with that. But there was one individual specifically that had been involved in an accident 45 years ago, and needless to say, the results where he thought he was going to be living the rest of his life in a certain condition, we proved after him being with us in 20 minutes, that was not the case. And he was in such shock of the difference it made, stayed in our booth for 2.5 hours because he was almost speechless. And then he kept coming back each day, and we were working with him, and his conditions continued to resolve. And it was miraculous. And it might be a once-in-a-lifetime scenario that you see, but the more you can share Beamer with people, the more magic and blessings you will see happen for other people.
Hey,
people that thought no other resolve than now there is. So just keep sharing Beamer with.
I have to tell you, you said once in a lifetime, but at least a twice in a lifetime, because I also had a gentleman who thought he was going to die with a specific condition, and 6 sessions later, he was buying a Beamer because he no longer had that condition. So twice in a lifetime at least.
Yeah.
But it looks like our show – oh, sorry, it's ending soon. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's okay. This is the reason why we have Testimonial Tuesday. And please remember, everybody, this is why we have Testimonial Tuesday, is to listen to people's testimonials. We love being able to help everybody and answer other questions. But that's why we have Whatever Wednesday, and that's why we also have the Quick Start program on Mondays. On Thursdays, our equine specialists are on board, and they're able to answer so many questions. And remember, you can always go back and listen to the recordings by going to blogtalkradio.com/BEMERIBDS. So I will leave the rest here to you, Sue. It was a pleasure co-hosting with you today, Sue.
Thank you, Greg. And we have about 5 seconds, so everyone make it a great Beamer day.
Take care, everybody.